The Company You Keep, a book about the transforming power of male friendship, written and read by David C. Bentall. Preface. I suppose my first ideas about friendship came from watching my father interact with his friends. Dad had lots of good friends. In fact, I think my passion for friendship was really ignited by the observations I made as I came to terms with both the life and the death of my father. Let me tell you a bit about my dad, H. Clark Bentall. His life experiences with friendship were remarkable. Let me also tell you a bit about my heritage, because it has helped shape my opinions on most things, including friendship. For almost 100 years, the Bentall family name has been synonymous with the construction of downtown Vancouver. My grandfather, Charles Bentall, first captured public attention in 1911, when he designed what was then the tallest building in the British Empire. 5 years later, he acquired the Dominion Construction Company, a leading design-build enterprise. He served as president of the company for 40 years before passing the reins on to my father, Clark, the year that I was born. Between 1991 and 1998, I followed in their footsteps as president of Dominion. Growing up, I watched my father as he developed the business into a fully integrated real estate development enterprise, which later became known as the Bentall Group. The firm expanded operations to cities across Canada and into California. At the zenith of his career, my father commanded an enterprise that had interest in real estate, construction, property management, mechanical and electrical contracting, interior design, and millwork manufacturing. Most notable, however, was his role in developing the Bentall Center. Named after my grandfather Charles, this project boasts 5 office towers that are prominent features of the Vancouver skyline, and today they comprise the largest integrated office complex in Western Canada. Nonetheless, my father's achievements are best summarized as follows. He was admired and respected by all of his employees, and during his tenure, the Bentall Group was voted one of the best 100 companies to work for in Canada. He was also awarded an honorary doctorate by the University of British Columbia, where 50 years earlier he had earned his degree in engineering. He was always in demand as a corporate board member, and at one time served simultaneously on 7 boards, including those governing one of Canada's largest banks. He was awarded the Order of Canada in recognition of his outstanding community service. Sadly, as my father aged, he was increasingly afflicted with Alzheimer's disease. After 60 years of continuous service to the family business, he was unable to travel to downtown Vancouver to enjoy lunch at the Vancouver Club, as had been his custom for more than 30 years. It seemed as though he had lost his status, both as an executive and as a community leader, almost overnight. To add to his burden, my mother, his wife of 57 years, died quite unexpectedly from cancer. At the age of 80, he had not only lost his loving partner, but he was also a stranger to the business to which he had devoted most of his life. Suddenly, his list of accomplishments didn't seem to matter much, nor did they bring any degree of comfort. It was during these darkest of times that I saw he still had 2 shining rays of light in his life: his faith in God and his circle of friends. I was inspired to realize that he had lived his life well by taking the time to create several close friendships that lasted, quite literally, for a lifetime. After Mum died, Dad was alone. However, almost every Tuesday for the next 4 years, Bruce Bain came to share breakfast with my dad. Frank Burnham did the same every Thursday. These men stood by Dad as his physical condition deteriorated rapidly towards the end of his life. Even when he was no longer able to participate in lively discussions or go out for walks, they were there for him. He had virtually nothing to offer anyone, yet even in these circumstances, these men were there for my father. To me, and to my entire family, their lasting faithfulness modeled the depths and the comfort of true friendship.